hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on the old bravs and Netflix, too, and whatever else we like. Okay, get off our ass. Hi, it's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
How are you? Everyone, welcome to the show today. Go get your mask. We still have got masks if you need them. And also go check out Ben's other projects. He's on a podcast called Game Brain. And he also does cartoons of Real Housewives of New York called Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can catch on YouTube. What else is going on today before we jump into Below Deck?
I don't think anything else is going on. Well, tonight I am... I'm going to be doing an IG live with Danny Murphy. You just can come to my IG or his. His, I think, is at Cashmere Danny, and mine is at Ben Bendelker. I think it's Bendelker, Ben Mandelker, whatever it is. Just look up my name. It's going to be at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern, and I'm probably on there for, I don't know how long, maybe like 45 minutes or so, hour. We're just going to be talking about stuff, so come join us.
Yeah, go do it, everybody. Well, today we are on to Below Deck Mediterranean.
Oh my
Tom
God.
Continues just to lose his damn mind.
It's so funny. So awful and so funny.
He's terrible. Like, it
He's
doesn't
terrible.
Even peak. It doesn't even start at one level and then peak. It's just always peak terrible. He's a fucking horrible human being. And is
he
this
is
supposed
awful.
To make me like Malia more? Because it doesn't. She's the worst. Okay, you're an enabler.
Yeah, he is really, really terrible. He's hilarious in how terrible he is, because it's just, like, so funny watching him lose his mind over stupid shit. But, like, if I were working with him, if I had to deal with him, I'd be like, what a twat. I'm going to say a twat.
Twat. So, let's talk some gossip, shall we, Ben? So, last week I was telling you about Malia's breakup Instagrams. Like, here's Beyonce when she was still taking it. Here's Beyonce after she's sick of being cheated on for the second time or whatever. So then she puts out these Instagrams basically saying she's broken up. So then she does an Instagram video and she's like, hey guys, you know, it's really been hard keeping my private life private and everybody really has something to say about my private life. So I guess I have to address it. Malia, you put it out there. You're like the worst housewife ever, okay? You're the one putting it out there. So she talks about breaking up with Tom and, you know, I'm moving on to a better place. And then she addresses the Captain Sandy stuff. Did you see any of this?
So I finally saw this cameo that Captain Sandy made about Malia.
Oh, God, Captain. So whoever hasn't seen it, it's basically Sandy doing a cameo, like Ben said, and... someone asked her about Malia, and she's like, well, you know, secretly, I think Malia is secretly gay, and the whole crew thinks it, too. So don't tell anybody, oh, this is going to be public, isn't it? And she's kind of laughing and dropping her phone and stuff. Well, people had a damn fit about it, of course, saying she's outing Malia and all this stuff. I don't know that she really outed Malia. I think she said she thinks she's gay, but still, shouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, bad it was... move. Yeah, I agree. I guess now that you say it, technically it is an outing because she's just saying what she thinks. Although I think the fact that people think that it's an outing might mean that maybe other people also think it too. I don't know if I've really put that much thought into it personally. Whatever it is, it's still tacky. It's still really tacky. Yeah. And I think especially given that Sandy is part of the LGBTQ community, I think that she knows there are two things. She either knows the pain that a lot of people have felt of like being on the receiving end of that kind of like ridicule, which shouldn't even be ridicule, but it's, you know, but on the other hand, if Malia were gay or like LGBTQ, whatever, then it's like, it's really hurtful that if she is someone who's in the closet, it's like not up for you to like, by you publicly putting that out there, it is putting pressure on her. And as someone who once was in the closet, I know it's shocking, but it's like the worst thing in the world when people are like, are you gay? Are you gay? Just be honest. Are you gay? Because you're either thinking that like you are like, oh God, I'm not doing a good enough job of like being like trying to be straight. Or that's pretty much actually what you're thinking. That's pretty much the main thing, you know? So I just think that, like, it's very tacky of Sandy to do that.
Yeah. So Malia, to her credit, was like, you know, and if I was gay, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I support the community, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I don't know that that was really her place, and kind of gets like mad about it, where I thought, I kind of was thinking it was going to go in the direction of, yeah, you know, she said it, but, you know, I still love Captain Sandy, blah, blah, blah. But she was pretty pissed.
I think it was a tacky. It was tacky.
I think so too. I was just surprised, and I saw that before I watched this episode, and I was like, "Wow, when did she get pissed at Sandy?" Well, here we are.
Here we are,
everybody. So, I think that's all the gossip from Below Dick.
I think so. The two of them were on Watch What Happens Live, but I don't know if any of the stuff was addressed on that.
Who was?
Sandy and Malia, weren't they on last week together?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so everybody, here we go. Silence, because it's very dramatic. And where Tom has just had a fit, and the captain has told Malia, stop protecting him. Stop going to him. Stop. I'm not going to do this. And Malia's like, well, I'm not going to do it either. Stay out of the galley, Malia. But he just got his provisions, and if he doesn't get his provisions, he's just going to walk off the boat, Sandy.
Well, if he walks, I'll handle it. And by handling it means I'll go after him and say, hey there, you need a hug? You need a hug? Let's have one more hug. Okay, you want to come back on the boat? Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, if he walks off the boat, then I'll follow him down to the dumpsters and walk around in circles while he's trying to avoid me, saying, I could have fired you last year. I could have fired you last year, God damn it.
So then we, by the way, while Sandy is talking to Malia, we keep cutting back and forth between footage of Tom just like so furious in the kitchen. And then at one point he just like takes a sheet pan, just like throws it and goes, fuck this, fuck this. I'm like, yeah, you really showed that sheet pan. Yeah, wow.
Take it out on the sheet pan, Tom. Well, he's just dumped that whole sheet pan full of bread that he said isn't good enough. And she said, don't throw it away, don't throw it away. And he slams it in the bin and then throws the pan. And then he marches down the hall to run to his room and cry.
So, yeah, he tears off his apron. So he's in the bunk. And so then Malia enters the bunk also. And then I think they go into, like, the bathroom. And we just hear him go, fuck! 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 It's fucking demented! It's pissing me off! I want some fucking respect from someone on this... Fuck! He's like making all these weird saliva noises.
Yeah, he's like spitting mad and he's like hitting the walls and stuff. And Malia just keeps going, honey, 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 honey.
I thought you were on my side.
Honey, I am. Come here. And then the editors just cut to water rage boiling in the kitchen.
Yeah, I love that. And he's like, I cannot do it. I burnt croutons on bread. And I've got nothing here for the crew lunch. Everything is fucked. I can't prepare the guest lunch because there's no fish on board for it. And even if I got all the shit together, no one thing is going to be as good as that I can send out. It's fucked. It's all fucked.
And then we see raw fish thrown in the sink and a close-up of the focaccia, like a new focaccia. Oh, and he's like, I can't prepare the guest lunch because there's no fish. Even if I get it together, nothing is going to be good that I send out. She's like, yes, it will, Tom. Honey, your food is amazing. I know you, and I know whatever you put out will be amazing. Like, for crew lunch, I mean, you always put out 5 plates. Like, Kiko used to literally send down 1 bowl of spaghetti. Okay, you know what? Get off Kiko's ass, lady.
Yeah.
Jeez, you're throwing him out. Isn't it bad enough? Like, he's gone, okay?
Don't you miss Kiko now? Because Kiko never had these tantrums.
Yeah.
He just would cry.
And Kiko
quietly.
Also didn't have you sitting there being his sous chef the entire time.
Malia. Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, how about you help all chefs, okay?
Yeah.
Not just
and
Tom.
And I just wrote, she's like, the one he sent down one bowl of spaghetti, and I wrote, you mean the guy who just got fired? Great argument, Malia.
I know. That's true, too.
And then Malia. You hear the toothbrush slamming in the toothbrush.
Yeah, there's like this glass rattling.
Which I love that we all, that's just such a universal sound. Like, I'm mad at this toothbrush. Fuck you, toothbrush. Get back in your cup.
That's what you just heard hear that in the background.
Yes.
Malia, this is my fucking reputation. And then he like makes that noise. He has like this weird, like, it's almost like he wants to say fart, but he won't let it out. So he goes, fuck!
Honey, Danny, don't let it come between you and I. And then it's silent, and he goes, of course I won't, Mother. We just have one more charter. You're going to be fine. You haven't let us down. You've been the lifesaver this season. Oh, shut up with that. He is not a lifesaver. He's a chef who took a job for 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah, for crying out loud.
Give me a break. So then he emerges. The boat wasn't sinking, okay? He didn't, like, rescue the guy from about, the guy who was about to get his leg cut off. Okay,
he's exactly
for a living.
So he emerges from the bunk, and then we get one of our favorite tropes of Below Deck Med, which is hearing Sandy talking about some random ass story without any context. She's just in the crew mess going, what's it called? When they refurbished it, it was an old jail, but they had problems with the rats.
And Alex goes, that's fucking disgusting. And then Tom just passes by, and Bugsy goes, oh, good, Tom. Far from it.
Listen, if you have a problem, bring it to the captain. But I can't help someone unless they communicate with me. He's only communicating with Malia. It's on Tam, and he needs to figure it out.
Cut to Tom in the kitchen, wiping his face, going, fucking hell! I don't even know where to start!
Yeah. So now there's more cleaning. Everyone's cleaning the boat, because the guests are coming, cleaning. And then Tom just, like, walks into his walk-in fridge. He goes, oh my gosh. Shit, look at the fucking state of this refrigerator.
I mean, if you're not going to give me the provisions I need, then what's the point of hiring a brilliant chef? If Sandy can't amend that, I'd rather walk off the boat than not have the opportunity to serve what I can do.
I mean, for fuck's sake, the broccoli's on the wrong shelf, the papaya's over on the floor, there's apples, who knows where the apples even are, and the pasta, where's the pasta? I don't even know, why am I even here? If they're not going to organise the pantry, what's even the point of me being here? What's the point of having a world-class chef here to cook if you can't even access the ingredients in a timely fashion?
I need to see Tom on Chopped.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking of Top Chef or something. Just any competition show, he would just lose his mind.
Just lose it. Like, here is some baby poop, some sardines, and some bread. Go.
But I tried to cook something with it, but then I went into the walk-in fridge that the Food Network has, and there's nothing even there. I mean, what's even the point? What's even the point of this? I can't even plant my own meal now. What's even the point of this Chopped situation? I'll tell you who's Chopped. My ass and my reputation, okay? I won't have it. I'm fucked.
So Aisha is helping, Rob is helping Aisha fold laundry, and she's like, oh, thanks, sweet pea. And Jessica hears them in the kitchen, and she's like,
she's so mad.
She's furious. So Aisha's like, is it nice being spread out like that? And he goes, I wasn't. Oh, spreading something else out, eh? Oh.
Jess is so mad. She's basically like, I would not have inappropriate conversations like with Aisha's boyfriend like that. She's so pissed. So now it's time to change into your whites because the guests are coming, and Malia, can you come see me in my office? Okay. So she calls Malia, but in the meantime, Alex checks in on Bugs to make sure she's okay, and she's like,
yeah, just the atmosphere is weird on the boat. It's the weird because of the energy in the galley. It's no thunder. I need the thunder.
So Malia and Captain. The Captain's like, well, Malia, you're my pride and joy. I'm going to start there. Okay, now, that actually went out to my Peloton at home. Pride and joy. Miss your pride and joy. Okay, now Malia, or as I like to call you, Sandy from the past. Now listen, Tom is your boyfriend. I understand that. And if he decides to walk off the boat because provisions are what they are, I would hope that you, as Sandy from the past, would stay on the boat. Like Sandy from the past would stay on the boat. Emily is like, I don't think he's walking. But if it came to that, as much as I respect the industry and my position, I also have to respect the side of me that's my partner in life, not just my partner in the industry.
Oh, God, you forgot fired. To do your air quotes. You forgot to do your air quotes on partner in life.
Partner in life quote. That made me so furious when Malia said that.
That made me so mad.
I got so mad. Now, granted, I've got a lot of Malia. Actually, my Malia fury has pretty much died down since the whole thing happened. You know, it's like been kind of back to normal, but who says that? Like, you've talked this whole time about what an incredible opportunity this is. And then you get your boyfriend a job on the boat in suspicious ways, and now you're going to leave the boat if your boyfriend doesn't get his way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I understand it's not It's not, you know, being a chef on a reality show on a boat that where there's like a quick turnaround, it's not ideal. He knew what he was getting into. And also, like, he can, like, we've seen now, like, many, many chefs across the Below Deck universe. They get mad, they get surly, they get annoyed, but they also, like, deal with it. They get it done. And, like, he is just so rigid. And, like, the moment, like, anything deviates from his plan, he just loses his mind. I mean, I cannot even imagine what his childhood was like. Like, what did his mom do to him? Because he is, like, I'm just imagining the sort of pressure that his mom, who cooked for the Queen Mum, like, I can only imagine just every single day the little comments that she must be making around the household. Like, oh, well, you're good. Look at that. You got an A- on your class report. That's very good. Although, we must admit that if you do want to cook for the Queen someday, you'll have to get an A, won't you? You know, yeah. It's probably that all day long.
Yeah, but my issue with this isn't even him, because, of course, he is a total monster. It's Malia. It's like, really? You're going to leave? Like, you had a fit because you couldn't sleep with your boyfriend, which was the first thing that made me fucking crazy, and then took revenge by doing what you did, which was shitty, and now you're going to leave if your boyfriend mm-hmm. can't hack it? Give me a break. Boo.
I'm almost not mad at her. I'm actually more sad, believe it or not. I'm sad because she is in a situation where, like, when she's around him, she, like, her identity becomes him, and it becomes about making him happy and not just, like, being who she is normally. And the moment he entered the picture is when Malia turned, because prior to that, she was, like, this awesome, like, badass, you know, bosun who was better than pretty much any bosun we'd ever seen on the show. And the moment he entered the picture, it was like she totally changed. She totally becomes supplicant. And I feel bad for her because I don't think it's something she seems to even be aware of. And so I'm not angry at her. I just feel like, damn, I wish you saw what you've become around him.
Ugh, she's gross. Okay, so then Aisha's trying with Jess, right? She's like, "Hoy, how are your big boobies? How big are they?" And Jess is like, "Well, supposedly they're a double D, but they don't look that big, do they?" And Aisha laughs, and she's like, "Yes, they do. They do."
Yeah. And then did she say something about, like, her dad? She's like, "My dad told me that that more than a handful is wasted, so I've got just enough." I'm like, did she say her dad said that to her?
Yeah. Oh, creepy.
And Jess is like, "Well, Rob has big hands, so."
Then perfect. So the fish lady arrives. This poor beleaguered fish lady arrives. And Bugsy's like, "Are these frozen then?" She's like, all except for the oysters. She's like, "Well, if
she
we
says
can
it, like, proudly.
Yeah. She's too. Like, "If we can get fresh on, we'll probably send the frozen back, just so you know." Like, oh my God. Fine, here lady. Fine. I'm making no profit off of this boat. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. So then Tom is in the kitchen stewing away, like, "This is so, 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 so bad, mother. So, so, so bad." So then Bugsy brings in these provisions. And Malia, meanwhile, is feeling really guilty because she feels like, you know, she feels like this is all her fault. But then she says this stupid thing where she's like, "I mean, Sandy gave me a talking to about being in the galley, but, like, I'm like the fucking bosun. Like, if there's a problem, I get involved. I'm like, not in the galley."
No, you don't.
Not the galley.
Yeah, she just kind of makes up her own hierarchy throughout the season. Like, no, it's not your job, ma'am. Okay. So then the captain is talking to Bugs by the fridge. She's passing yeah. by her, and she's like, "You all right, Bugs?" She's like, "It's just Tom. The stuff came frozen. What do I do? Poor Tom." And then Tom comes by, and she's like, "Tom, I put the frozen fish in the fridge." And he goes, "Brilliant, because frozen halibut is much better than fresh." And the captain's like, "Oh, fuck, really? Is it?"
she's like, Sandy was, like, trying to express empathy in that moment. She's like, "Oh, you know." And then he's like, you know, he's, like, already, like, gearing up to have, like, another tantrum, and she's like, "Tom, you gotta talk to me. It's frozen. Is it? It's frozen. Is that what it is?" And he's like, "Well, I tried to speak to you about it, but you were just calling BWA, and now we're stuck with frozen fish, mother. We've got frozen fish."
Yeah, she's, well, like, "Wait a minute now, mister, okay? I called BWA, and she said she was bringing you fresh halibut. So are you saying she did not bring you fresh halibut? That's a yes or no question." She's like, "Sandy, if you just let me speak, I could say, oh, I don't know." And he goes to the walk-in.
Even though he just said we're stuck with frozen fish, by the way.
Yeah, and she's, yeah, but why can't he just say, first of all, why wasn't he checking the fish if he already knows the fish is bad? I don't know. It's like such a stupid thing to go deep on, but.
Yeah, well, he gets so fresh. That's the thing. He gets fresh talking about frozen, but he does, because he could just say, give me 1 second, Sandy, let me check, and then I'm going to tell you. But instead he goes, well, if you just let me speak, I mean, I don't know, because I haven't had the time to check on it, because I've been serving crew lunch, because I've been doing all the guest food, so if you only have a little bit of patience with me, I'm doing a lot of work, Sandy, I'm doing a lot of work! It's like, okay, it's like, you're giving her so much attitude, so, like, don't be surprised that she's gonna get mad now.
Yeah, and also, you've had fish disasters before, like, literally yesterday, so when the fish lady is here, why don't you go talk to the fish lady? How about that?
Why don't you go down there and
check the product to see what you've been delivered instead of just letting one of the stews do it?
Yeah, he was the one who actually picked up the fish from the back of the car and was like, oh, this is warm. But instead of just like, he brought it back to the kitchen, of course, he wanted to check it. But he was like, oh, okay, so this is not a refrigerated car. Okay, very well. All right, cheers then. It's like, no, like, I'm getting worked up about this stupidest shit right now.
Yeah, I know. I feel so dumb getting worked up over this.
I love it. I love getting worked up about shit.
So he's like, well, yeah, I haven't had time, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, he goes, if you just have a little patience with me, Sandy. And she's like, I do have patience. You're not telling me what's going on. She's like, oh, yes or no? It's a yes or no question. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. She goes, but it is a yes or a no. No, it's not a yes or a no. It's an I don't know because I haven't had time to check because I've got 37 jobs.
You just said that there's a fucking frozen halibut in the freezer. Did you not? I love that this is like turning into a few good men, a few good fish. She's like, did you or did you not say that there was a frozen halibut in the freezer? Because guess what? I need to know if there's a branzino in there later for my lunch. Okay, what about me? What about Captain Sandy? Okay. And he's like, no, I did not say that. I did not say that. She's like, you know what? I'm walking away now, okay? Let's meet in the main salon, because I'm not going to fucking do this, because I'm not going to rest until I find out whether or not there's a frozen halibut in the freezer and if it might be gay, okay? That's it.
You can't handle the fish!
So now he's like, I'm fucking done. I cannot do this. I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done.
And Bugsy goes, it's going to be all right, Tom. Look, I've got Barrett's that say it's going to be... all right. It's like, oh,
everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be no time, no cry.
So the captain sits down with the crew in the salon and Tom's not there yet. And she goes, he can fucking leave. I don't care. And Tom's like, unfucking real. She's trying to wind me up that one. Unfucking real.
Tam, Malia, Bugsy to the main salon now. Okay? It's the wrong person to piss off.
So they have a meeting, and she's like, you know, what makes Tom a great chef is that he's a perfectionist, but a chef is at his caliber needs to learn how to improvise, okay? I need a little yes and fish, okay?
This is improvising with Tom. Yes and no.
Yes and fuck you! Tom, every scene you did tonight was about your mother. Can we...
All right, we're going to need some words for the audience. Okay, what's your word right there? Diarrhea? Well, I'm not going to do that. No, my word, I've already chosen my word. I can't do diarrhea. That's absolutely wrong. No.
I've been trained by Gordon Ramsay!
I mean, how am I supposed to improvise in this environment, okay? Like, there's no script. There's no words. There's no plans. There's nothing. And I'm supposed to improvise? How am I supposed to improvise without a script?
All right, now, I'm the wrong person to piss off. All right, let me do this with prayer hands. Let me do this with prayer hand emojis, okay? And I'm going to keep hitting my microphone just so I heard everybody's ears, yeah. Okay? Now, all right. Last charter. I know that right now, we're having a problem with provisions. But what makes us stand out? Wait for it. It's what we do with what we're given, okay? Now, this is not going to be perfect. It's how we finesse it. It's our attitude towards it. I wanted all of you, Tom, to feel supported by your captain. I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to take you down, but I certainly will not be spoken to like that ever again, Tom!
And Tom is sitting there on the couch the way I would sit on the couch when I was trying to get out of mowing the lawn or something. You're just like, you know, like... like, I don't want to mow the lawn. He's just like doing like a silent pout, right? Just like staring off, like, I can't believe this. A chef of my caliber getting scolded by a captain who doesn't even understand what a frozen halibut even is. Okay, she puts the butt in halibut, okay? Oh, that's improvisation for you.
So she goes on to say everybody's emotional and there's a lot challenging you. And I'm going to cry now. It's tiring, okay? We want to do our best sometimes, but it's not going to be the best. And listen, I've said from day one, I don't care what the client says. I care what I think. I care what my Peloton guide thinks. Okay? That's it.
Yes. I only care about what I think about you. And I do care about what the client says, actually. You know, it's so, don't serve any lukewarm food, okay? Because I'm going to be up there and I'm going to be in the galley at the same time. So, but I do care about you. That's the most important thing.
We're champions.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then there's dramatic music, and Tom is back in the kitchen with Bugs, and he's like,
was I speaking to her out of order there? Something, I mean,
that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, like, you know, all I was doing was having a simple, mature conversation between two English people talking about halibut, whether it's frozen or not frozen, and, oh, you know, which makes me sound like I just flew off the handle. I did not fly off the handle. That's ridiculous. I can't even fly off the handle. You know why? Because the handle falls off on its own. The spatula doesn't even work. The handle falls off every single time I use it.
And Bugsy's like, well, I can't say, Tom, because you were around the corner from me when that happened, so I cannot be a witness. Please don't drag me into this. And he's like, fucking hell. Like, she didn't like how I was talking to her, and I understand the gist of it, but it's not relevant. Clip of 5 seconds ago.
Yeah. You know, the years of Gordon Ramsay's and the years of Gary Rhodes restaurants and working under Mother, and that's where it comes from. It's a pride thing. And, you know, that yes, they're first world problems, but guess what? We're in the first world. We're on a bloody yacht, so it's a very valid problem. And if Mother ever sees this happen for me, she'll be like, why did you cook in that restaurant that has a knife that the handle doesn't work and the buns are burnt and it's terrible, Mother, it's terrible.
So Malia comes to the kitchen. She's like, honey, don't worry. It's only 3 days. And if they complain, it's about the provisions, not you, honey. He's like, I don't give a fuck, all right?
Oh, God. I burnt the biscuits. So. Fuck. So then they line up because the guests are coming. And Sandy's standing next to Tom, so she's trying to cheer him up because she's like, okay. Because she sees, like, you know, he's sulking now. So she's like,
even look at her.
Yeah, he's like, come on, head up. I'll get you a lollipop afterwards. We call it a lolly where I'm from. A lolly, not a lollipop.
So here comes the girls. Hannah comes, and she's got a cast on. And the captain goes, what happened to you? She goes, parkour!
I know. And Tom is like so judgy about it. He goes, she's got a cast on. I'm like, relax. She had an injury while walking in a fast and unorthodox way.
Yeah, she was trying to scale a building, okay?
Like... by going up a little bit of its wall.
Hi, welcome. We've got the A-team here, and they're going to show you a great time. Mr. T, anything to say about frozen fish? Didn't think so. Okay, Bugs, give them a tour.
So they're going on the tour, and Tom is like rage tearing lobster tails off of the lobster. Like, the poor lobster, I mean, it's bad enough what it has to go through, but like the rage with which he was ripping those tails off, he's like, mother!
And Bugs gives the tour, and she's like, this is the cigar room. Anyone smoke cigars? No? Then it can be the champagne room. And Hannah goes, aw, everything reminds me of the kids. Your chain-smoking, cigar-chomping, champagne-swilling kids, Hannah. What the hell?
Hannah's the primary, but there's also another primary named Zaida. She goes, you just call me Z. And she's like, no champagne for me. Do you have sparkling rosé? Because champagne goes right to my head. I'm like, it's kind of the same thing. So enjoy that.
And one of the ladies is like, I'm on a yacht in Spain. What are you guys doing? School drop-off? That's unfortunate.
Okay, Renata. So then Bugs is asking them about when they want lunch, and Z, I'm just gonna call her Z because I don't know how to say her name, Zeta. So Z's like, yeah, how about like 2:30? And then this other girl, Nicole's like, yeah, how about like 2? And then like Z just like stares at her, and then the camera zooms in on Nicole. It's like bum bum. I'm like, oh god, I forgot we haven't had any of these type of charters this season when the guests fight with each other.
I know, they hate so each excited. Other. So Bugs is like, 2:30. How about that? So Zeta is so mad at she gets her drink and she's like so mad. So then we go to Bugs and she's like, Tom, do you have a minute to talk about lunch? He's like, 3 courses. Course one, mediocrity. Course 2, provisionless sucker, mediocrity. Course 3, just fucking hang me off the side of the boat and drag me down until I drown. Sounds delicious, Tom.
Yeah. Well, I was going to serve halibut for lunch, but I'm not prepared to entertain that. I guarantee they would not have guarantee, just put the halibut in the water for like 45 minutes, and I guarantee no one would know the difference.
Do not try and bring common thawing practices into this. But I thought the same thing. I was like, hi, it's called a bowl of warm water. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. Louise.
Seriously. How many times has he been told that in his life? It's called a bowl of warm water.
Yeah.
So
as someone
he's like,
who can only afford the frozen fish at Trader Joe's, I will say it's called a bowl of warm water, sir.
Seriously. I mean, the fish is served over ice. Okay. So, not served, but comes, you know, they catch it and they put it on ice.
Yeah.
So Malia is, Malia's not allowed in there. So she tells Alex to go help out Tom. So he's just like standing around there. Then Tom's trying to act like cool. Cause Alex's like, yeah, you need my help in here or something like that. And he's like, no, I'm fine. Everything's cool in here. Everything's fine.
Yeah. People like Tom usually don't talk to the men that way. Notice?
That's, yeah, exactly.
So Alex is like, Tom, is this an easy lunch or a bitch lunch? It's a funny way to put it, as I snort like a little piglet. So, Hannah comes in and she's like, hi, I'm Hannah. She jumps on the counter. She's like, everything looks so good. I'm so excited. And jumps onto the other counter and then like does a handstand.
Yeah. Thank you for walking all over my frozen halibut. I was just about to serve you. So, and Tom's being like all friendly, like, yes, no, we're going to serve some lovely food. You're going to really enjoy it. Everything's fine here. Everything's fine and cool as a cucumber in here. Oh, God, the cucumber.
So in the mess, Malia's with the deck crew, and she's like, well, I was going to give you a big inspirational speech, but for some reason, all I can say is, honey. So she's like, I have an announcement to make. We squashed a lead deckhand. Pete, you had a rocky start, but gosh, you've sure done a great job of being cut out of this show. So thank you, editors. Rob, you've been the most consistent. And Alex, this brings me to you. I never thought I would say this, but you're a lead deckhand and a decent stand-in sous chef. So thanks for that.
He's like, yeah, this is awesome. I mean, now I can grow in the industry. I mean, yeah, this is like, I was like, no one cares. So then
3 days as lead deckhand on a boat.
Yeah, enjoy that. So, I only want to see ceremonial, you know, positions if they're done passive aggressively. Like when Kate Chastain would like give out epaulets to someone just to make someone else feel bad. Like, I love that. It's like, okay, hey, Susan, you are a mediocre stew at best, but you're 10 times better than Renee
Simone
over there.
Over
so.
There. That's what she did to Simone.
Oh, yeah, Simone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Malia's like, honey, are you going to be okay with lunch at 2 o'clock? And he's like, whatever. So then he's plating.
Yes or no.
And, yeah, some people are changing, and the ladies are taking selfies, and he's fucking shit provisions again. Who do I speak to again? Who do I speak to? She's like, what happened, honey? He's like, who do I speak to about this shit? Problems with the provisions still. Do I speak to Sandy and run the risk? Oh, fuck that.
Fuck that. Malia, can you come here for a second? I mean, look, that's the halibut for dinner. Rock hard, okay? You know what? There's the scallops, okay? And what the fuck is this? Malia, I've only just found this out that this is frozen. I mean, I'm just starting putting the fucking provisions away. It's like, Tom, Bugsy literally told you the halibut and the shrimp are frozen. And why are you acting like you're just finding this? Don't you remember your earlier temper tantrum? You literally had a temper tantrum about this already. You're doing reruns, okay? Like, you know this already.
Yeah, you just look like a huge fail. Check your orders, okay? I've never worked for a chef that doesn't go take his own damn orders.
Yeah.
And checked
exactly.
out. So, and I've seen plenty of vendor get his ass chewed as well, and it's really fun. So this mm-hmm. would have been much better taken up with the fish lady. So Aisha's just laughing her ass off at this at the door, and Bugsy is actually cooking. Did you notice that?
I know. Bugsy was like futzing with the pan.
She's like turning the fish because he's busy having a temper tantrum in the walk-in.
And he's trying to explain it to Malia. He's like, it's like, Malia, it's just like giving you one bottle of fucking washing liquid to clean the boat. And then saying, oh, it's a little bit dirty. It's just like that. I'm like, it's not like that at all. And she probably would make it work without complaining.
Tom, calm down for 1 second and listen. And Bugsy's texting. And Aisha's like, he's going to pop a socket, that one. And Malia is in the walk-in. She's like, yes, listen, just go to her and say, Sandy, I got ship provisions, okay? Let us help. You got ship provisions. So the captain is wandering down the hall, and she talks to Bug. She's like, what do you need? I'm just trying to sort this out for Tom. Do not get on Tom's wagon. You have to rise above the Tom wagon, okay?
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just trying to help. And she's like, I don't give a shit, okay? Okay? And Bugs is just like, oh, I'm just trying to help a situation. And then we see Tom, and now he's moaning. He's like, I could have been in the UK. I could have been seeing my fucking family, my uncle, my friends, and yet I'm not.
The girls are outside, and one of the girls tells Nicole, what are the other girls doing? And she goes, I don't know. And I don't, like, care either. I don't care what they're doing.
So now Tom is at full tantrum level again. He's like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. And Malia's like, but honey, we're on charter. I don't care. I don't care about the guests, Malia. You have to understand this. I don't care about them.
And then back with the captain and Bugs, she's like, do not get on his wagon. I don't give a shit. You gotta come to me. Come to my wagon. Come on my wagon. And Malia's like, Tom, you've got to go to Captain Sandy and say, Captain Sandy, the provisions that I got are shit. And then you put it on her.
Yeah. And Sandy's like, listen, Bugsy, because it's going back and forth between these two places. And Sandy's like, listen, you're calm. You can shoulder this. Tom's energy has rubbed off you, okay? Instead of improvising, he has put all his shit on everyone else, okay? He has provisions, Bugsy. He can cook. He can cook. He can do his food.
So Malia finally gets Tom calm, and she's like, you just need to cool it when it comes to Captain Sandy. Trust me. He's like, I get it. So then upstairs, the ladies, Nicole's like, oh my God, it's like the champagne cruise. Oh no, the champagne gang. The champagne gang. The champagne gang.
Yeah. Taking photos up high, down low. So then Alex and Rob are talking about how they only have 2 days left. Again, no one cares. And now it's lunchtime is approaching. And like, then we just see the shot of Rob just like sprinting into the laundry room and just like making out with Jess vigorously. I'm like, these guys, I would say you should get a room, but they actually have gotten a room and it's still terrible. It's just,
in your room.
Stay in the room.
So, Zeta is like, excuse me, do you guys use filtered water for the ice machine? And Aisha's like, yeah, it's totally filtered. All of the water that comes in here is filtered.
Fully lying. Clearly fully lying. So so ETA for lunch is 34 minutes. And now lunch is going up. And Malia's helping regardless. And they all are getting lobster tails with orange and fennel. And guess what? The guests love it. They love it. They're super happy. So despite all his moaning and groaning.
Yeah, and guess what else? Tom made Malia help him again. Even though she's not exactly. supposed to. What a fucking disaster of a meal. I'm fucking disgusted with this.
And then he has this whole rant. He goes, you know, last time I had the time to bone all the chicken out and then refill the chicken with some herbs and lemon inside, but it still looked like a whole baby chicken, okay? It was a whole baby chicken, but it had no bones. It was a boneless baby chicken. It was an illusion, okay? It was art. That's what it was. It's a nice way of eating it. But this time I just had to take off the fillets and plate it in a gorgeous way.
God.
Like, it looked beautiful. It's like all these nice pieces of chicken with like a stuff on it. He's like complaining that he didn't have time to do the super like technically precise method of taking the bones out and reforming it in the shape of a chicken. Like, chill out, dude. Like, people, these guests are fine with chicken served in slices on a plate.
And Aisha's like, this poor little British brat. How do you see that as attractive?
Exactly.
Yeah. So then Tom just jumps up and throws a napkin. like something shocked him. And yeah. Like, bloody fucking hell. He's like, what is wrong with you? And he just starts screaming, it's shit, it's bloody shit. And then he runs downstairs to his room and starts punching the walls. What the hell?
He's going nuts. It's all shit, it's all shit. And then upstairs, H is like, would you like some chicken? It's all shit. Chicken, anyone? Chicken?
What the hell? So, I mean, this is this whole episode, you guys.
The whole episode. It's so good. So now they're back in the bunk for like literally like the fifth time they're having another bunk meltdown. And once again, it's like that foaming saliva sound where it's... I'm like, what? Can someone just get him a rabies shot at this point?
Jeez. So Bugs is trying to find him and she's like, Tom. Malia's like, go for Tom. Oh, he can answer his own radio, Malia. Oh my God. So Bugsy comes to the room. She's like, I'm sorry, but can I get an extra lobster tail? Please don't hurt me.
Malia's like, Tom, you have two more dinners to get through. I don't give a shit if it's a million dinners. If it's shit food, I'm not happy. Look at this. Look at this. Look at it this way. I am a chef, and that's what defines me. Serving this shit, it's not right. It's not right, mother!
Well, you've been pretty well defined, I think. I don't think you'll ever be looked at quite the same again, sir.
I know. So now, time to anchor. Preparing to anchor.
And when Hannah goes, oh my God, look at that rock. When you go to Disneyland and you see a rock wall, it looks like that. It's like, wow, I'm sure God is touched by that comparison.
Who would have thought the Imagineers at Disneyland based their rock walls on actual rock walls?
Yeah, crazy. So the captain comes to check on them at lunch and they love it. And basically, that's it. I don't know.
I wrote down every single thing that
happens. Yeah, they love it.
I wrote down everything.
Yeah.
And so now Tom is like calm again. He's like, you know, Malia, I just want you to know I appreciate everything you do. And she's like, Tom, just laugh it off. It's funny. Just laugh it off. So he's like, fine. So he's like, now he's like back in the hallway and Aisha just comes running through and she's like, excuse me, I've got a bursting bladder. And she like pushes past Tom and he's like, I mean, it's a... He has this look on his face like, it's bad enough that I have to cook with frozen out of it, but now I get shoved into a doorway like a common peasant. Is that right? I can't do this. I can't.
So then we get a Hannah and Rob scene. Dun, dun, dun. So she falls. She's on a jet ski out in the ocean, and she's not on it anymore. So Malia's like, Rob, could you hop on the jet ski?
She tried to parkour on the waves.
Yeah. Hop on the jet ski and make sure she's okay. And so he goes out there. And she's run out of gas. And so he's like, so, what made you get into parkour? And she's like, well, I had my third kid, and I sort of lost my identity, you know? So now, I'm the lady who jumps from things.
I know. And then Rob goes, I do modeling. But I started yachting to get away from everything. I lost track of myself as well. I'm like... Just, sir, you just have to go check in on her. You don't have to, like, form a connection with her. And I love that he starts off saying, I do modeling, of course. So anytime Rob tries to convince you that he's deeper than what he presents himself in, just remember that he leads with, I do modeling.
Yes. And Hannah's like, ow, I got stung. I've never been stung by a jellyfish before. I was like, wow, this is the least dramatic person to ever be on this show.
I know. I've never seen a reality star get stung by a jellyfish and be so calm. Like, they all freak out. It's like always a commercial break. Like, jellyfish are like the commercial break of all commercial breaks.
Yeah. He's like, I'll get you some vinegar. Oh, no, it's fine. It looks gross. I mean, it itches. He goes, oh, I'm so nervous speaking with you. She goes, oh, you're too kind. No, I'm serious. You seem very, like, observant and mindful. I'm not used to being seen. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, because she's like, I hear you and I feel you. He goes, I love that language. And Jess is just like watching, be like, whatever.
Yeah.
He is such a douche. I'm sorry.
He is.
This is bullshit. He is flirting.
I love that language.
I love that
I'm
language.
I'm not used to being seen. Oh, shut up. You're a model. Like, yeah, you're literally paid to be seen. Jesus, do some more push-ups. Not used to being
seen. I understand.
Shut the fuck up.
I understand what it's like to be stung. I've been stung not by a jellyfish, but by a live. Like, No, I was actually stung by a jellyfish, though. Really, it's an actual sting.
And he's rubbing lotion on her, and he's like, does that feel better? She's like, no, keep rubbing it. And Jess is like, I don't know if I can be with someone who keeps doing the same thing over and over again. Like, that's the definition of insanity. Whatever.
So leave him. Leave him. Just leave him then. If you don't know, just leave him.
Yeah. So dinner prep. Bugs is putting candy in glasses, little gummy shots.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm not playing around. I have your shots here for you because I'm wild and crazy Bugsy.
And you've got to eat the gummies because they are soaked in vodka.
Yes, Bugsy. We all Boy, know thanks. What a vodka gummy bear is.
Yeah. So they all the women are like, have lady boners over Alex. And he's like, yeah, I got no complaints there. And then now, like, they're going down for a nap. Ladies are going down for a nap, guys, which means that Rob and Aisha have time to flirt while they fill garbage. Like, she has a garbage bag, and I think he puts another garbage bag in it or something like that, and they're making jokes about filling holes. And Jess speaks for all of us when she goes,
So Bugsy checks in with Tom, and she's like, you good for dinner tonight? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just not motivated. I mean, lunch was shit. I don't even know my ass from my elbow anymore. But they spoke so highly of the lunch. And he's like, you know, even if the guests were happy, you're still upset. I mean, so many people are willing to give an inferior product, but it's just not me.
I mean, is there anything more ridiculous than perfectly cooking a chicken, but then not being able to debone it and form it into another perfectly looking chicken? Is there anything more humiliating than that?
So let's see. The table's being set, and Aisha's like, it looks so cool, Bugsy. She's like, I'm just building. I love building.
My God. Yeah, other people like call that
putting
talk.
a tablecloth on a table.
Tablecloth. You know, did you put the tablecloth out there? So now in the crew mess, Captain Sandy's
money
asking,
can't buy you. Glass.
So in the crew mess, Sandy's, she's with Tom, and she's asking about their relationship, asking Tom and Malia, and Malia's saying how they went on a van trip with, she went on a van trip with Tom, and it was just like so, so fun, and it sounded just very terrible to me. You know?
They worked together, then they went on like some little trip after, and Captain's like, "Well, basically the stress that he's putting on her and the stress she's putting on herself is really starting to bother me." So then the moms are getting ready for their dinner, and Bugsy and Alex have some more awkward flirting. She passes by in her blacks, and she's like, "Ooh." He's like, "All right, take it easy." So then the ladies are in the cigar room waiting because Nicole is taking forever to get to dinner.
Yeah, but also dinner's at 8:30, and it's only like, you know, at this point it's like 7:55, 8 o'clock. But Zeta is hungry. She's really, really hungry. And Sandy like was walking by, and she's like, "Oh, I heard somebody's hungry." Now listen, I don't care what the guests think. I only care about what I think about the crew. But I did hear you're hungry, so I'm gonna get on top of this right now. Who's hungry? Who wants some food? Who wants some food?
Oh, God, she does it again. Okay, you just did this with letting them on an hour early, and you saw the hell that caused, and now you're just going to tell them to move to dinner? What the fuck,
Yeah, dude? that was bad. Sandy should stay out of that. Like,
She should stay out of all of this quarters. What is she doing?
Let like, the interior manage the guests, you know? Like, it is... That was bullshit. You can't just walk around and be like,
oh, let's just start half an hour early. Who cares? The fish is frozen. How it's supposed to be. Come on.
She should have said, hey, you guys are hungry. Let me see if they got some snacks before dinner. Like, she can't just, like, there's a whole system in play here, you know? Because Sandy was like, okay, go up to the table. So they're now like sitting down. I mean, not even Bugsy's ready for them. Like, a scissor's still sitting on a chair. And she's like, oh, let me get that scissor out of your way so you don't sit on a scissor.
And she goes down to tell Tom that they're starting to sit. And she's like, but don't worry, not everyone's there yet. And then we see Nicole show up with like crazy hair. I don't know where Nicole was, but I think she was hooking up with the first two. Or whatever.
I think so. Yeah.
Not the
so
first dude, the chief officer.
First mate. First mate. who was first mate got some camera time this episode, by the way. Did you notice he was like steering the ship at one point?
So Tom's like, I need 20 minutes. She's like, well, the guests have sat down, but the last thing I want to tell Tom is that they're already seated.
Yeah. So then Bugsy is like,
everyone, I have some masks to make dinner more fun.
Listen, if I'm hungry and I'm sitting there and there's no food and someone hands me a mask to make the experience more fun, I don't even know. I'm turning into Tom at that point. Like, this is unfucking real. Unfucking real.
So Zeta, of course, is just complaining. She's like, is anyone else hungry? And one of the girls tries to lighten it up by going, I dare you to bite into this pineapple. She goes, I'd rather sit here angrily than bite into that.
Yeah. And then Nicole's like, well, if you want service, just ring the bell. And she puts a bell in front of her. And Zeta's like, gives her this, like, this fucking bitch. I'm not even don't mock my hunger.
So, time for some manchego croquetas.
Malia, Malia, can you give me a hand for a minute? Can you give me a hand? And Sandy, like, hears him say that. And she's like, oh, come on. Come on.
And they serve anchovies on toast. And Zeta's like, no. No, thanks. Was that anchovy filtered? So then Tom was like, Malia, Malia, stay there a minute. All right, open that and lay it out on here.
Yeah. And then, like, someone else is helping with something else. He's like, no, no, have Malia do that. Have Malia. No, Malia, why don't you do that? Malia, you do it all. He's having Malia, like, open up prosciutto and fill up bowls, et cetera, et cetera. Like, everything that she's not supposed to be doing at this moment.
Yeah. So Aisha tells Rob, you want a lolly? She's feeding me a lolly. I love lollies! And just hands Aisha like a plate or something. She's like, could you just throw this away?
And then throw yourself overboard, please. Thanks.
So drinks. Bugsy offers some drinks and one of the ladies goes, I want a martini. Brittany dirty, not Christina dirty.
Yes, but by the way, Bugsy came back with a martini and was like, here's your martini, super dirty. I'm like, that was Christina dirty. You just sang Christina dirty right now. She asked for Britney dirty, which by the way, isn't even a thing. But like, unless you're talking about her feet, which is like worse than Christina dirty. So this mom has it all wrong anyway.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not gay enough for this conversation.
It's okay. Well, you know, maybe you should talk to Captain Sandy. She'll have a good read on you.
You know, I think Ronnie might be gay. Something's telling me. So Malia's now doing dishes, and Tom's like, do you still love me? I would understand if you didn't. And she's like, nothing can change that, honey. You're still my favorite human. I don't even feel human. Honey, we all have bad days.
I just don't want any of this to overflow into our relationship. That would be the worst thing that would ever happen, you little wanker. You're a little wanker. You're getting me too close to the window. You're crowding me, Malia. You're crowding me.
So the girls say it. It's like, I'm tired. I'm starting to get tired. And they're like, no, it's sleeping. She's like, yeah, I just want to read a book.
And Hannah's like, it's 9:47. And Zena's like, so she goes down to like her room with a friend. And she's like, I just needed to get away. Like, the conversation's not flowing. And you know, like, that I was having issues. You know, I was having issues biting my tongue.
Yeah. And Aisha's in the mess. And she's like, you know, they're really lovely. But one of the primaries is really weird. I asked her how she found out her bra size. And it wasn't even with her father's hands.
And then down in the bathroom, Nicole is now like muttering about Zeta, and she's like, I just feel like they're so stuck up. Those girls are such bitches.
And then Zeta comes upstairs. She's changed, and she goes, hey, Bugs, can I have a glass of red, maybe more fuller than the other one?
Oh, I thought she said she wanted to be more full than the last. I thought she was asking for more food for the next meal, but that probably makes more sense.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Either way, she wanted more of something.
Yeah. And Nicole's like, yeah, I do not like the vibe. Okay, just had to vent for a second. So, like, we're waiting for these girls to go at it, right? So then Rob is talking to Hannah because he's near the table. They're both alone by the table. And Hannah's like, why are you guys always dressing up even though you barely see us? He's like, so we look good whenever you see us. How do I look from standing upside down on the ceiling? God, that's talent. That is talent.
And then he's like, can you take a picture of us? We want to do a group photo. And he's like, let me get someone else. Let me get Aisha because I'm better at being in front of the lens than behind, which is his way of basically saying, like, will you please invite me into your group photo?
Yeah, and also, I'm a model, again, in case you didn't remember. So Bugsy comes to take it, and Hannah's like, oh, you know what, Rob, why don't you be in our picture?
Me? Are you saying that just because I do modeling?
I've never felt so seen. So he goes and sits with her in the middle of them and puts his arm around them. And Jess is like spying. Everywhere he is in this episode, Jess is like right behind a door spying.
I know. She is, I will say, she is very jealous of everything. Yeah. Like she's like angry at the chamois. She's like, why is he holding that chamois? And he doesn't hold me that way.
Yeah. You know what? Rob and I, we're still going to Bali as of now. I just hope we make it.
And the women all have lady boners. They're like, take off your shirt! Take off your shirt! Mm. It's like, no, ladies, I can't. I'm shy. I'm bashful. I do modeling. I'm shy.
So they all start flirting with Rob. And Hannah's like, what are you guys doing up there? He's like, just breaking up. Oh, my God. Who's breaking up? Is anybody really breaking up? How'd you get into yachting? Why are you so tall? Who does your hair? I love your cheekbones.
No, it's too much. Too much compliments. I can't take this. I do modeling.
He literally was. He was like, well, I was modeling and I wanted something different. So now I'm talking about modeling. I don't know if I've mentioned, I'm modeling.
I lost myself in modeling, so I came out here to be on a yacht where I could model.
So in the galley, Jess is like, I'm going to bed.
Oh, you didn't want to finish the galley before you go?
She's like, no, but I helped you bring in some table decor. She's like, I'm joking.
And then, I think Nicole she goes to her room, and then they start complaining about Zeta. She's like, with all those complaints, they give us food all fucking day, and she's still like, I'm hungry. Which is why I think in my mind, I thought she was talking that she wants some more food, because they're like, she ate all day long and she still wants more food.
Oh. So they all go to bed, and the next day, it's the next day of charter, and Zeta's like, is it possible to get a veggie omelet? No mushrooms or tarragon or you're dead.
Oh, yeah, the tarragon. I forgot about that. So Malia brings the omelets up, you know, with Jess and everything, and then we get like the classic shot of Sandy with binoculars. God, I love when Sandy does that. She's like, all right, let's see. Okay, can I see Morocco? No, not today. It was a good try.
God,
good try.
You know, just on the lookout for a banana. God, I love that banana.
Just keeping an eye out, see if Maritime Law is out there. Wondering if she's going to give us a little visit.
So, guess what? It's an outing day, so Bugs is going to send Aisha and Rob together. Not to cause any problems, surely.
No.
I'm sure production had nothing to do with this.
And the good news for Jess is that she gets to stay back and... You and I are going to smash cabins! Yes! She puts her hands up like high five.
Rob and Aisha together, are you fucking kidding me?
Jess is so mad. So, yeah, Jess is like really mad that like Aisha and Rob are going to shore, but she has to keep on like, you know, a smiley face, etc. So Bugsy asks Aisha to like work on the cabins, and she's like, have they not been started yet? Oh, I thought that's what you've been doing, Jess.
And she tells Jess, remember when you do the bathrooms to wipe the soap things in the mirror? And Jess is like, I did the mirror.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jess hates Aisha. And at this point, I think it's funny because Aisha is clearly annoyed with Jess too. But like Aisha's version of being annoyed at someone is so cheerful. She's like, oh, I thought you already did that. Oh, okay. Oh, you must be so tired.
So now Rob and Jess, he's like, well, do you want to go on shore, you good little baby? She's like, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm jealous you get to go with the girls.
Don't be jealous. I'm a model. I hope you understand my intentions.
It's like, I hope they understand your intentions.
I'm a model. I'm a model.
So they're all headed to the tender, and Aisha is, you know, Aisha's saying, she starts talking about Rob to us. She's like, you know, the thing is this, like, Rob is very smitten with Jess, and Aisha, you know, I find his look a bit intense. It's sort of like, bam, here's my face. Ooh.
It's quite angular.
Yeah. So the guests are ready, and then Jess is like, wait, I want a hat from the hat store, which is like oddly an ongoing theme in the season, like this hat store in Majorca. Like, I feel like they're constantly going to it or referencing it. Like, every week someone wants a hat.
Yeah, because now that's a romantic thing, because Bugs and Alex had their romantic hat day. So Jess is like, oh my God, he needs to get me a hat on his romantic day.
It reminds me of the seminal Amy Grant song, Hats. You ever hear that song?
No.
Why do I gotta wear so many hats? Hats! That's the literal, that's the actual song off of the Hearts in Motion LP.
Wow.
It's called Hats.
Can't believe she's not still around.
Hats! It's like a Shannon Bedore song, because, like, you know that, like, she's like, this is the best song I've ever heard in my life. Why do I have to be so many things to people? Hats! Oh, God.
So Aisha's gonna go out and ask if she can get a hat. So she's on the upper level looking down, and all the ladies are like, Oh my god, we should take a group photo. Let's take a group photo, everybody. So someone starts taking their picture, including Rob and Aisha, and Jess is watching from above. So Rob has this backpack on, so Aisha puts her arm around him but can't get it over, I guess, the backpack.
Yeah.
So
she drops her arm. We've all been there.
Yeah, she just drops her arm and then, like, doesn't know where to put it, so she kinda like rests it on his butt.
And yeah,
they come in with a big circle. It goes black and white in a circle around the hat. It's a Bruder film. It's like, dum, dum, dum.
And it's like, and then Jess is watching. And then apparently she not only watched it, she also took a picture of it, because she like has it on her phone. And she's like, I'll punch her in the fucking face if she touches your ass again. Here it is. This is not cool.
He's like, love you. Weirdo.
Yeah, so that's the cliffhanger.
This show's we'll so just funny, murder the things Aisha. They make into a drama. Because they're like, next week on Below Deck. I think I'm just jealous and it's making me insane, Rob. And then it cuts to Aisha with a big chicken leg going, lick that!
And then Zeta doesn't eat beef, so that'll also be hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was a fun episode, everybody. We will be back
super fun.
Tomorrow. With Selling Sunset season finale. So we will talk to you then. Have a great one today.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.